Emerging Markets, From Periphery to Powerhouse. Grant Webster, Alan Sear, Matt Christ, Varun Lijawala and Jaspal Boparai, from 91. There has been a marked shift in perspective among asset allocators this year. As risks in developed markets become harder to ignore, portfolio diversification has become a key concern for investors. This is giving rise to a more robust assessment of global asset classes, with emerging markets increasingly in focus. The strong structural emerging markets, EM, story is not new. EM accounts for 86% of the world's population, 61% of global GDP, and the bulk of global economic growth potential. Yet cyclical challenges have held back EM asset class returns for over a decade. Today, EM assets remain underrepresented in global investment portfolios, making up just 9% of equity and 18% of bond allocations. But many asset allocators are beginning to question this imbalance. 1. Resilience rising, reform, ratings and renewed flows into EM. Closer scrutiny of the future of U.S. exceptionalism is causing capital to flow south and east in search of diversification. In tandem, rising fiscal pressure and heightened political uncertainty in developed markets, DM, are challenging traditional assumptions about risk-free assets, while M assets are outperforming, underpinned by credible policymaking and improving fundamentals. After a tough decade, the outlook for M assets is more promising, risk is often mispriced, and opportunities abound across M asset classes. Grant Webster, company head of MFX and Sovereign. Emerging markets have been through a long period of economic restructuring and reform. The result is stronger fundamentals at both the macro and micro level. We're seeing clear evidence of this in market resilience to tariff announcements and other shocks, and the steady rise in sovereign credit ratings across the global M universe provides further confirmation. On top of this structural strengthening, some of the cyclical forces that supported the prolonged strength of the US dollar, a headwind for M assets, are beginning to fade. In contrast to the improvements taking place across emerging markets, several developed economies are showing characteristics historically associated with emerging markets, including rising debt burdens, mounting fiscal concerns, and increased policy uncertainty, and this is reflecting in higher bond market volatility. Webster said, traditional M-DM distinctions are looking increasingly outdated as the lines between the two asset classes are blurring. Today, despite the M economy having lower debt levels than its DM counterpart and its current account being in surplus, the DM economy is in deficit. M bond yields are 70%, too, higher. There are signs that capital is beginning to move accordingly. M corporate credit, a market coming of age. The M corporate credit market is also undergoing positive change, supported by robust balance sheets, strong governance, and the deepening of local markets. This increasingly mature asset class is double the size of the US high-yield market, and many asset allocators have been reassessing the relative merits of each this year. Overall, M corporate debt issuance across MX China is on track for record levels in 2025 and with issuance accelerating in the Middle East and Latin America, while moderating in Asia, the asset class is becoming more globally diversified. Alan Sear, company head of M corporate debt. Companies are issuing into supportive demand, and they increasingly have the option to raise capital domestically, which reduces reliance on external borrowing and contributes to more resilient balance sheets. Meanwhile, for the third year in a row, M companies are redeeming more debt than they are issuing. We see a healthy and well-balanced supply picture in EM corporate credit. Structural themes at play in the M corporate debt market include the growing entry of Middle Eastern markets into the flagship index, JP Morgan CEMBI, economies that are diversifying away from hydrocarbons and increasingly looking to tap global markets. And with emerging markets at the heart of the global energy transition, there is an abundance of opportunities to pursue compelling returns while making a positive contribution to global net zero goals. More broadly, corporate fundamentals are improving steadily, and the asset class continues to incorporate a meaningful postcode premium, whereby country-specific concerns keep M corporate spreads wider than DM peers despite robust underlying fundamentals. The potential for idiosyncratic stories to impact broader market volatility, as seen in Brazil this year, remains a defining feature of this asset class, and this can make valuations for fundamentally strong issuers' bonds even more attractive. Risk in private markets, safety in the less familiar. A shift in focus towards less explored areas is also in evidence in private markets. The asset class has been a regular feature of news headlines in recent months, with high-profile failures in the US market revealing the extent to which loan structuring standards have eroded and lender protections have weakened, often in asset-light industries. In contrast, in the relatively under-penetrated M private credit market, investors can access EM-level spreads on structures that look more like the DM private credit market that originally attracted investors 15 years ago. That's starting to put the asset class on investors' radars. Other reasons why M private debt appears poised for a bigger profile on the global financial landscape are its powerful diversification benefits and the exposure to structural growth themes it provides. These include rapid urbanization, infrastructure development, and the global energy transition, where the declining cost of green energy generation continues to underpin the commercial rationale and investment return potential of decarbonization. Matt Christ, portfolio manager, Emerging Market Transition Debt. This is an exciting time for M private credit and infrastructure investments. We're seeing an abundance of opportunities across sectors and countries, from energy generation to digital infrastructure and from Turkey to Brazil. Significant barriers to entry mean skilled investors can be highly selective in terms of borrowers and conservative with respect to structures while still pursuing compelling returns. Typical deals in this field reveal a surprisingly strong risk-return trade-off, an absence of covenant-light structures, familiar legal backdrops, UK or US governing law, low loan-to-value ratios, and strong developed market links, with major sovereign wealth funds starting to tap into these commercial investment opportunities and many M borrowers operating assets residing in developed markets. M equities, a compelling setup. The defining characteristic of the M equity market this year is change on multiple levels. This is creating supportive conditions for the asset class outlook. The first key change relates to US equity market leadership, a key theme in financial markets for the past 15 years. This has eroded, with M equity market returns significantly outpacing the developed market peers this year. In addition, the dollar's long bull run appears to be at or near an end. Finally, major positive shifts are taking place within emerging markets. These include South Korea's drive to fix persistent poor governance and Chinese policymakers' renewed engagement with the private sector. Coupled with confirmation at the start of the year, most visibly through the launch of DeepSeek, that innovation remains vibrant in China, these developments have eased fears that regulation had choked off growth and has renewed investor interest in China. Varun Lijawala, portfolio manager, Emerging Markets Equity. The setup in EM equities has not looked this positive for 15 years. Perhaps the most compelling case for the outlook relates to the reversal of a key long-term headwind, market dilution. It is this, rather than fundamentals, that has driven underperformance in recent years, as a wave of Chinese IPOs came to market at elevated multiples. Over the past 3 years, net issuance from China has fallen precipitously, and we've seen a big behavioral shift at the corporate level, as reflected in record buybacks and dividends. As companies respond to the uncertain geopolitical and macro backdrop and take back control of their capital, a major headwind is morphing into a tailwind. A further trend across M equities is the ongoing rise in dispersion, as evidenced by increasingly varied performance of market constituents across several metrics. That supports the case for an active approach to investing. Looking ahead, opportunity, risk and reality in M. Analysis from 91 points to a favorable outlook for emerging markets across equities, local currency debt and hard currency bonds. Stronger fiscal positions, diversified sources of growth and a global shift in supply chains are reshaping long-term strategic asset allocation. Jaspal Boparai, Company Head of Institutional, UK. Emerging markets are central to many of the themes that will define the global economy in the coming decade. From the energy transition and infrastructure modernization to the technologies that support artificial intelligence. These are structural shifts with far-reaching implications for long-term returns. As developed markets navigate rising debt, persistent inflation and increased political uncertainty, capital is increasingly rotating toward markets offering stronger fundamentals, higher real yields and more credible policy frameworks. Conclusion. Across sovereign credit, corporate debt, private markets and equities, the message is clear. Emerging markets deserve to move from the periphery to a more central position in portfolios. With reform momentum, economic resilience and structural growth drivers firmly in place, emerging markets are increasingly relevant for global investors. Ends. 1. Population and GDP based on PPP breakdowns are from the IMF as at June 2025. Equity, debt ownership is based on active and passive allocations tracked by Broadbridge as at Q4 2025. 2. Source. IMF October 2024 WEO. JP Morgan Benchmarks, 91 calculations. DM covers 13 developed markets in the JP Morgan GBI benchmark. M covers 19 emerging markets in the JP Morgan GBIM. Where applicable, data is weighted by GDP. Returns from March 2020 to February 2025. Volatility of monthly returns. Yields as at end July 2025. Author, at Grant Webster, 91 plus posts. Bio at Grant Webster, 91. Hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Debunking 5 emerging market myths. At Alan Sear, 91 plus posts. Bio at Alan Sear, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Debunking 5 emerging market myths at Alan Sear, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Chinese New Year. Navigating the Year of the Snake at Alan Sear, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Hidden Gems. How to stop worrying and learn to live with, if not love, tariffs. At Matt Christ, 91 plus posts. Bio at Matt Christ, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Debunking 5 emerging market myths. At Varun Lijawala, 91 plus posts. Bio. At Varun Lijawala, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. How emerging markets are rewriting the volatility playbook at Varun Lijawala, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Debunking 5 emerging market myths at Varun Lijawala, 91 hash Malongui dash disabled dash link. Hidden Gems, 5 factors pointing to an emerging market rebound. At Jaspal Boparai, 91 plus posts. Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.